Today's votive mass of the Blessed Virgin Mary on Saturdays invite us to contemplate Our Lady as the woman of unwavering faith, the mother who remained faithful when everyone else had lost hope. Mother, brothers, and sisters in Christ, why does the Church dedicate Saturday to the Blessed Virgin Mary? The answer takes us to the silence of Holy Saturday. Jesus had died, his body lay in the tomb. The apostles were afraid, confused, and scattered. Their hopes seemed buried with Christ, yet there was one person whose faith never wavered, Mary. Although her heart was pierced with sorrow, she never stopped believing in God's promise. She trusted that God would fulfill His word even when she could not yet see the resurrection. Saturday, therefore, became the day of fruitful waiting before the joy of Easter. Sunday came the quiet, trusting heart of Blessed Virgin Mary. Since the 8th century, the Church has honored Mary on Saturdays, inviting us to share in her faith, hope, and loving expectation. Today's Gospel also asks an important question: what does God really want from us? Jesus answers clearly by quoting from the prophet Isaiah, as what we heard. It talk about justice, which belong to God, or you have to give to God. That's the moral virtue, which we have also this piety and devotion coming from justice. Because, of course, nowadays, many people say that, okay, God is merciful. Of course, God is merciful. But no one can escape the justice of God. The Pharisees were upset because the disciples asked what? When the Pharisees went out and took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. That accusation, because of envy, because of that kind of utter arrogance of the Pharisees who accused Jesus and they want to kill him. But when Jesus realized this, he withdrew from that place, not because he want to confront, to avoid, because times not really come in order that he will to suffer, because he has to preach, he has to evangelize yet. But many people followed him and he cured them all. But he warned them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through Isaiah the prophet. Because it's really spoken in the book of Isaiah that I shall place my spirit upon him and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles, especially those who do not believe in him. Times come that justice will come to them. And of course, we do not know, but still that we hope that justice, especially those who are rejected Jesus and those who are not following his commandments and are following his own will. And Jesus reminds them and asks that God's heart is always filled with mercy. God is not looking first for perfect rituals, but for hearts that know how to forgive, understand, and love. How easy is for us to become like the Pharisees? Sometimes we judge people without knowing their struggles. We condemn instead of encouraging. We notice the faults of others while forgetting our own weaknesses. We can become very strict with others, but very lenient with ourselves. Mercy does not mean approving sin. Mercy means loving the sinners enough to help them return to God. Mercy means being patient, forgiving, and compassionate, just as God has been with each one of us. Mary lived this mercy perfectly. She never condemned the apostles for running away during the Passion. Instead, she prayed with them and encouraged them. She became a mother of hope for those who had failed. She teaches us that when life becomes dark, when we experience sickness, family problems, disappointments, or fear, we should not lose faith like Mary on Holy Saturday. We must continue trusting even when God seems silent. Many of us are carrying hidden crosses today. Some are worried about their families. Others struggle with illness, financial burdens, loneliness, or uncertainty about the future. Our Lady understands these fears because she stood beneath the cross. She knows what it means to suffer, to wait, and to hope. As Our Lady of Mercy, that we celebrate this votive mass, she lovingly tells us, "Do not be afraid. Trust my Son. He is always with you, even when you cannot see him." She calms our fears, not by removing every cross immediately, but by leading us to Jesus, who gives us the strength to carry them. She reminds us that after every Good Friday comes Easter Sunday. After every dark Saturday comes the light of the resurrection. Today, let us ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to give us the three gifts: her faith, so that we may trust God in difficult times; her hope, so that we never lose confidence in God's promises; and her mercy, so that we may treat others with the same compassion that God has shown us. May Our Lady of Mercy wrap us in her maternal mantle, calm our fears, strengthen our faith, and teach us to become instrument of God's mercy in a world that so desperately needs compassion and hope. First with Jesus and Mary, now.